Give us a rundown of our pets of the week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning. What a crisp, wonderful morning it is. And to just play off of the dentist comment, the same goes for your pets. Keep them away from the food this holiday season because it will put them in the emergency room faster than you know what hit you. Oh, my goodness.
We don't want that. We love our fur babies.
That, and it always happens over the holidays. That's just a thing that happens. Well, this week we've got an amazing Cat of the Week, and it goes along with this Thursday's activities. You got to love it. The baby's name is Sweet Potato.
And that's on time.
Oh, isn't she adorable?
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't have a marshmallow on her head, though, but that's okay. But she is adorable. She came in as a stray with her sister, actually, and we estimate her age to be about 4 months old. So she truly is just a baby. She's fairly new to the rescue, but she has adjusted so well. She's in our cat lounge. So that means she is roaming about with other cats. We love that because she's so adaptable to a family that has maybe a cat at home. Like I said, she came in with her sister, and they are both so playful in the lounge. But they are true calicos. They are playing by their own timing and their own rules. Even at 4 months old, it's so funny to watch. The calicos are just such a rare form. She is spayed, she's vaccinated, microchip tested, and she is just so ready to meet you. So if this baby just melts you, call us today. We'd love to talk to you at 803-802-0902 and see if Sweet Potato and you make a connection. She's got this whole Phantom of the Opera thing going on in her face, doesn't she?
That's a good point. That line is right down the middle of her nose, too.
She's something. Well, then we've got the Dog of the Week. Another adorable cutie patootie, Creighton. I'm not really thrilled with the name, but it is a true name. Creighton came to the HSYC as an owner surrender, unfortunately, due to the owner's illness. That's so sad, and he's still adjusting, the dog is. We're estimating Creighton to be a schnauzer mix, and he's about 4 years old, contrary to Sweet Potato's 4 months old. He really doesn't know why he's at our rescue, and he's a little miffed, and I don't blame him because he lost his life and his security. So he's still going through some transition time, but we're confident that that will happen very quickly, especially once he's in a stable, loving environment again. He's neutered, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped. And he's okay with small dogs on an individual basis, but he is still questioning his environment, which is completely understandable. This cutie, if he grabs your heart again, oh my gosh, there's people out there that the schnauzer folks, oh my gosh, we're calling all of you. If you are interested, please call us. We'd love to talk to you more about Creighton. Again, it's 803-802-0902. And then we've got the What's the Scoop at Paws. And, oh, my goodness, can you believe it? This coming Tuesday, so a week from tomorrow, is Giving Tuesday. So you go, you eat, and you just have a great time with your family this weekend, and then you come out and you give back. You hit that Friday, you know, the Black Friday sales and the Saturday cyber sales and all that good stuff, and then you give back. And please consider the Humane Society when you give back. We would love that. We are trying to make $10,000 by Tuesday, and we would love your help. And then, of course, you can consider giving a year-end donation. You can do it a one-time or recurring, or you could even solicit your work for a match program. And we also have so many things going on. We've got Santa coming to the Christmas shop this Saturday, from 2 to 5. So stop in and see him and consider shopping to your heart's content. All that money comes to our mission. We also have a Secret Santa going to start. We've got Grinch photos and Santa photos. There's so much to do. And then, of course, we have operational costs that we'd love for you to offset. We need Pine Sol Cleaner, Purina Cat Chow, Purina Cat Pro Plan Weight Management. You can only imagine what that's for.
It's the holiday time for them, too, Mary Beth.
We're going to need that next week.
Oh, gosh, Mary Beth, that's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. And then the 55-gallon trash bags, Pedigree puppy food.
Oh.
And then, of course, consider our seniors. We are ending this month. I can't believe it, this weekend. But we've still got our seven seniors sitting at our rescue. One's got an interest, but send this all around so we can get people coming in to possibly meet these perfect, wonderful babies. And then, of course, shop to your heart's content at our Christmas shop, at our Possibilities thrift shop, and online at our eBay shop. Just in time for Christmas, we've got some great items for you to choose from. And don't forget all the sales we'll be having. And then we can't express enough, your help helps us so much to get the word out, find that connection. We have placed 154 dogs and 547 cats.
Wow.
Mm. Our potential to meet 600 is coming around the corner on that cat.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Remember, we had the goal of just 500,
that's
Mary
right.
Beth.
That's right. So, and we've got a whole other month and a week. So let's do it. Together we can do it.
Okay.
They all deserve forever homes for the holidays. So your help is greatly appreciated. All this is at our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org.
I know we don't have time this morning to do it, Mary Beth, but in the next week or so, let's do, when you call in, one of our PSAs about not giving a pet for a Christmas gift.
Oh, yes.
I know
yes. That's a great one. Yes,
usually,
I would love to talk about that.
Great to provide a reminder that it can be done, but you've got to do it in a very delicate way. So let's maybe focus on that if we can, because I think you always give some great advice there.
And Mary Beth, we also want to say happy anniversary, Humane Society anniversary. Anniversary day was on November the 22nd, which was the end of last week. So we wanted to say happy anniversary to all the humane societies out there. It's
awesome.
Internationally
well, thank
known.
Thank you. Thank you. I know it's very important to know we're independent, so we all work on our own. But thank you. The name does grab folks.
That's right.
And we definitely are a no-kill local rescue. So
that's great.
Yes, thank you for that.
Thank you for your work.
Well, we're a little biased, Mary Beth, but you're our favorite. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Yay.
We can say that. So,
you guys
awesome.
Have a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Oh, you do the
Stuff
same
for yourself friend. Crazy, and then we'll come back and work out.
Okay, perfect. With our fur babies. All right.
Take care, guys.
Bye, Mary Beth. All right, it is 8:29 here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. Made it to the bottom of the hour. We're looking at 44 degrees.
Chris Foster. Final approval is reported to be close for a truce between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon.
Israeli media outlets are reporting Israel has tentatively agreed to a U.S.-backed proposal. That is, according to reports, not all issues have been resolved, but Jerusalem has approved the main principles of the truce.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The Times of London reports President-elect Trump plans to kick transgender troops out of the military. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth has said women shouldn't serve in combat.
Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth, wounded in combat, said on CBS Face the Nation, Hegseth did serve and lead platoons, but...
He never even commanded a company, and so this is a man who is inordinately unqualified for the position.
Hegseth did say women have a place in the military, but not in special operations and armor units.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, America's listening to Fox News.
Lancaster and Chester County getting the all clear this time around on our Monday morning commute. Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road, 70s Road, Highway 5, 21 and 160 in Rock Hill. Busy, but accident-free. 77 northbound, it wouldn't be a Monday without it. We've got an accident being worked right now. It's there at Sutton Road, 77 northbound, exit 83. And it is starting to back things up a little. You may want to work your way around that. North of the border right now, working an accident. It's got two lanes affected. 85 southbound at North Carolina, 24 west. And stalled motorist, 85 southbound right there at South Carolina, 105.
Your WRHI weather is presented by AirTech Heating and Air. Remember, no matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
It's going to be a fine day to start out this new shortened work week for many with the holiday later on this week. Highs around 70 with lots of sunshine. Real nice warm-up. We'll still be near 70 tomorrow, but there will be a few rain showers early Tuesday. We're dry thereafter, but more rain comes in on Thanksgiving.
Over to Stephen Stone in the News Center. He has a check of those local headlines brought to you by South State Bank, committed to helping our customers find their success.
I'm Kelly Dills with South State Bank. With our innovative and tailored banking solutions paired with our top-tier service and expertise, we're fully equipped to help you navigate your financial journey. Visit us at your local office or at southstatebank.com. South State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In the WRHI News Center, once again, good morning. I'm Stephen Stone. A man from Rock Hill who is accused of murdering his mother at her home in April and then carjacking a woman in Huntersville was brought back to York County last week. With more, here's Tyler Cupp.
Sean Love faces charges in addition to the murder of his own mother. He was transported to a York County courtroom from Mecklenburg County on Friday afternoon. On April 13th, officers found 61-year-old Carol Love dead on Brunswick Drive from a stabbing. Detectives said in court Friday that Sean was the only person in the house. He then packed his bags and apparently fled in her vehicle. It was later learned that he attacked a woman at a Quick Trip in Huntersville trying to steal her car. He was denied bond at the hearing for the murder charge and now awaits trial. There was no word or reasoning on what motivated Love for those crimes. For WRHI News, I'm Tyler Kopp.
Thank you, Tyler. A local chef is reflecting back on assisting line workers in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Restaurant owner Rob Masson of Counter in Rock Hill, along with his staff and volunteers, fed nearly 3,000 people a day for 2 weeks. The food was taken to Kings Mountain and the Duke Energy facility, where line workers were stationed to help Western North Carolina. Chef Masson said that he learned a lot about his staff during that time, but even more so about the community, which is why he gave back when his services were no longer needed, yet still had food to serve.
We did a potluck dinner, we called it, and the gathering space, I think that was a Thursday night, and just kind of put it out there to whoever was hungry or the less fortunate, or, you know, we stocked all the community fridges in Rock Hill twice that day. We fed all the first responders that were on shift that day, fire, medic, police.
Chef Masson said overall they gave away the food to 1,200 or so people that day and into the weekend and were able to open the restaurant back up the following week. Reaction and fallout continues in the weeks after the election that saw Donald Trump retake the office of president. 5th District U.S. Congressman Ralph Norman of Rock Hill says Republicans in the mood in Washington is euphoria and joy, but it's time to get back to work, and that includes the president-elect.
He's excited. He knows what he's doing as far as transforming the government. He knows he's got a limited time to do it. But the attitude there is I can't describe it. People are just it's a new day. And the last 4 years have been dismal, I think, for anybody. I don't care what persuasion you are, Democrat, Republican. It's just been they feel it in their pocketbooks. They feel it with so many things in this country that they don't agree with.
Congressman Norman added that cabinet picks so far, there are a lot of bright spots.
They're not politicians. They're not political hacks who the only thing that these hacks have done is collect a government paycheck. It's time to stop that and look at all of them. But the biggest, the ones that I think we're going to resonate is when you see the report from Elon Musk and Vivek. It's going to shock you where our money goes, and it's they're going to put a stop to it. And let's let we the people decide what's the right way to spend and what's the wrong way, and they will do it.
South Carolinians who are in charge of this year's turkey need to follow the best practices for thawing out that big bird.
Thawing at room temperature is the thing that kind of dooms people's Thanksgiving from the start.
Food expert Meredith Carruthers with USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline says that method allows the inside and outside of the meat to be different temperatures.
Those then could create heat-resistant toxins that won't be killed by the cooking process. And then if you eat those, it could essentially make you sick.
And it may take longer, however.
Thawing in the refrigerator is going to be the safest method of thawing.
Carruthers says this method takes about 24 hours for every 5 pounds of turkey. The USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline can answer all of your questions from now through the holiday. In the WRHI News Center, I'm Stephen Stone.
The Clemson Jackpot $5 scratch-off ticket is back, giving you a chance to win up to $200,000 while supporting future Tigers. And level the playing field with the Second Chance promotion for another shot to win $50,000, $75,000, or $100,000. Let's show them what we're made of, Tigers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting education for more than 20 years. Overall odds are 1 in 3.98. Top prize odds are 1 in 520,000. Second chance odds depend on number of entries received.
Could your holiday use a bit more cheer? Want to bring some fa-la-la to family gatherings? Know someone in need of a bit more ahs? This season, adding some extra ho-ho-ho to any holiday gathering is as easy as adding ice-cold Coke to your cart. Coca-Cola, real magic. Copyright 2024, The Coca-Cola Company.
Merry Christmas from all of your friends at Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
Outfit your fireplace or patio this fall with premium gas logs and fire features from York County Natural Gas. Find the best selection, get the best pricing from your local gas experts. Browse online or stop by the new showroom at the corner of Main Street and Cherry Road, Rock Hill.
This week, Piedmont Medical Center and Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill present A Community Built on Care, a program series about Piedmont's innovative programs, collaborations, and technological advances. At Piedmont, their commitment is to ensure that all patients in our growing community have access to the highest quality of care through a continuous, expanding scope of services. Join us this Wednesday on WRHI for A Community Built on Care, presented by Piedmont Medical Center and Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill.
I think it's going to be nice and convenient. I like it.
That's how customers feel about the new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center.
Now it seems a lot faster. You don't have to make appointments, and so it's very convenient, and I like it.
The all-new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center is open. Cherry Road at I-77 next to Burns Chevrolet.
This Christmas, make your wishes come true. Step into Christmasville, December 5th through the 8th in Old Town Rock Hill.
Sign your kids up now and meet Santa during the annual VIG.
That's the Very Important Gnome Club.
Or bring them to the Whimsical Characters Breakfast.
Plus, you can skate on the Founders Ice Skating Rink and visit Christmasville after dark. Nightly events tailored for adults, including sled races.
Going for a new amateur recreational saucer sled land speed record.
And the first ever glow-in-the-dark disc golf tournament.
Stroll through walkways full of life-size decorations and extravagant light displays.
It's absolutely kind of breathtaking. With all the lights on Main Street.
And enjoy special holiday menus at your favorite Old Town restaurants.
Yum, yum for the tum-tum.
Discover South Carolina and discover Christmasville, December 5th through the 8th in Old Town Rock Hill.
See the complete schedule online at ChristmasvilleRockHill.com.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Girl, you